Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
I can try to answer as best I can. I do have two autistic children, so it gets loud.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you not vote?
I'll certainly vote. Come on. Hold on. Can y'all call back? This is not a good time with my baby.
Okay. And what is your age?
40.
Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
5. Aiden, come on, baby. You got to get down. Mommy, back her. Come on.
Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. And there are people who want to tell me if you approve.
Hold on, Aiden. I'm sorry, what?
Yay. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job.
I can't hear, baby.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing? Sherrod Brown as senator. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Joe Biden as president.
Somewhat approve.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Somewhat approve.
I'm sorry, you said somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump as former president.
Don't approve.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First, energy.
I'm familiar. Too damn expensive, so I don't know.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur.
She's been around, but she don't do nothing, so I don't approve.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Absolutely not. It's a circus.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Moderately approve.
Donald Trump.
Don't approve.
Derek Merrin.
I'm sorry?
Derek Merrin.
Oh, I don't know much about
him. Okay. Joe Biden?
Moderately approve.
All right. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
The Democrat.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
As long as he's aligned with Trump, never.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat
nope.
Likely. Or does it make no difference if the statement
makes
you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true? Please say so.
No, I'll vote for her.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving out children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his needs could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I'll never vote for him.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
I'll never vote for him.
Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
I'm never voting for.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking after the U.S.
I'll never vote for him.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws to drive down wages workers. As mayor of Watersville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. in Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise retirement age.
I'm never voting.
Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him, for Marin?
He's terrible, making Ohio go backwards. I'm never going. I'm never voting for him.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. General election for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
I'm pro-choice, so.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm pro-choice. That is a never go.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm in college right now.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
How important is politics to your personal identity?
Very. You got to chill, Duder. I'm trying to figure out what we're doing for dinner. I forgot to get...
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. Have a good one. AJ, you gotta chill.